This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No. Ugh. Actually, yes.
Confessions of a Dating App.
Another episode where Nudie and I realize that our podcast is not just for people to enjoy and listen to our drama, but it's also a way for people to get information.
I know, sneaky. People could be sneaky on here.
They literally listen to our podcast to find out details on if someone is cheating on them. That is our podcast. I feel like our podcast have caught now, what, three guys.
Well, let me tell you, I feel like Heather is so much nicer than I am, because when someone, like, people have messaged me about dudes I was dating, like asking me questions, and I block it. But Heather will actually sit there and she will actually like go through it with a girl. Like, you're so much nicer than I am.
I've been
there. For me,
there.
I'm just like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't care. Block, you know?
Because I've been through it. Okay, here's the tea. This podcast got Hockey Boy in trouble.
Yeah.
Got Mr. Perfect.
With like work too. People from his work were listening.
Mr. Perfect in trouble.
Oh, Perfect 10?
Perfect 10. It got Perfect 10 in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's gone OG in trouble.
But and all those times, you have to remember, it heavily involves Heather too. It's like these people get in trouble and like Heather gets put through it too. When in reality, you're not doing anything wrong.
I'm not doing anything.
You've never done anything wrong. Yeah. No, in these. It's just guys being stupid.
Nope. Yep. Guys just being stupid. Anyway, so here's the tea. I'm sitting there on a lovely Thursday night, Wednesday night.
Drinking her Truly
and
on
eating
her porch.
A sandwich.
With Ollie,
living my best life. I never check my that DM box.
Your request one?
Yeah, the request DM box.
Oh, by the way, did you see T-Pain posted that like he didn't know that request box existed? And he looked, it's all these verified people. It's like Usher, LL Cool, like all these people in there. I saw Viola Davis was in there.
That's amazing. Okay, so I didn't check that box. So I was like bored. I was like laying in my bed bored. And I was like, I'm gonna see what's in there. It said 99 plus emails. So I was like, let me check. Let me see if there's anything good in there.
No.
Should I read a blurb from this text?
Here, just read the opening. Let me just read the opening.
That's all you need. That's all that anyone needs. Okay, ready? Please be honest with me, especially since you preach this whole I don't like liars and F-boys on your podcast. Are you and blank sleeping together? I've asked him multiple times and he's denied and said that you're like a sister to him and that it would never work.
Can we just pause at the sister comment?
That's it.
Oh, that was it?
There's like three paragraphs, but that's all I'm going to read. Yeah. My heart has never raced harder in my life and I flipped out.
Rightfully so.
I called, I texted, and I said, if you do not answer this right now, I'm going to lose my. And he did.
That's the perfect text.
And by the way, I realize this now. Let me backtrack. I realize this now that, and this is actually a good lesson for everyone in life involved. I realized I had jumped to conclusions because once I found out the true story of what happened, and they both agreed, so it wasn't like their stories were not mixed. I realized he hadn't done anything wrong other than shooting some texts. This girl he met for the first time, the only time, back in like September, November. One time. That was it. And she
kind of thought she was in a relationship, basically.
Yeah, which yeah. blows my mind. And this is what like really hurt me. And this is no shade to her. I have no hate toward her or whatever. But this is what blew my mind is if a guy hangs out with you, sleeps with you one time, and then you continuously ask him to hang out after, and he keeps blowing you off, sweetheart. Where's that movie? He's just not that into you.
No, well, I mean, if you guys only hang out and sleep together one time, a man will constantly like hit you up if he wants to hang out with you after that.
Exactly.
You know?
So like, and then here's the worst part. He was using me as an excuse. Like,
I'm so busy with Heather.
I can't. I'm with Heather. Or, oh, me and Heather have plans that day, which I didn't like because I was like this. And she told me, she goes, I thought you were a complete bitch. I looked at your photos on Instagram. You looked mean. He was always ditching me for you. I didn't understand. And I go, first off, it's not her fault.
Yeah.
It's his. Because why are you leading on a girl that you don't even want to hang out with? Is what I don't understand.
Yeah. But also, you should take the hint. I mean, much does he have to say, like, I don't? Does he have to be like, hey, I don't fucking like you, you know? Some people don't want to do that, you know?
So I guess she would just text him randomly and he would just flirt and text back. And she would send him, she sent him like a naked video of herself, I guess, while me and what's his name were hanging out. And I was like, great, cool, that's awesome. So why are, as females, if a guy is not asking to hang out with you, if a guy is not putting in effort to see you, he doesn't want to see you. He has no interest. So I think if anything, we can all learn from this that if a guy doesn't put in the effort,
yeah,
he does not want to be with you.
This is hitting really hard right now.
Is it?
It is. But it's also just like, you know, save yourself a little embarrassment too. You know,
exactly,
like
because
she went through such high lengths to find out what she already knew. Which
well,
is, he doesn't want to see you. You know,
100%. But I will say this: she did teach me some new stalking tactics that we need to talk about. All right, so let's talk about some of these stalker tactics.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't even told me about this.
Okay, so
what
this
tactics?
Okay, here's the thing: I end up talking to her for like 2 hours after this because I felt bad for her because Nudia knows I've been in this situation before. I've been in this situation where
Heather's done crazy things.
No. I've been in her situation with this guy.
Yes.
I was her.
But you also did crazy stalking
techniques.
But I
didn't do this crazy of stuff.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's go.
This girl found his dad on Facebook, went through the photos, and found out that he lied to her about being somewhere for Thanksgiving. And you know how she found out?
How?
By looking at the photos and saw that there's a photo of my wrist grabbing food from a plate and saw my bracelet and compared the bracelets from that picture to the bracelets on my Instagram. That's how she found it. That's how she found out he was a liar. By stalking the parents. I've never thought about stalking the parents. Brilliant.
Brilliant. What does that prove, though? What was he lying about?
He said that he was in a different state for Thanksgiving and then found out that he was actually here for Thanksgiving. He lied. Okay, the other thing that she did is that he, I guess, told her he wasn't talking to any other girls. And he cleared up that I was no one. I was just the sister that he loves. But
the sister he's always wanted to have.
And
but
she told me, she goes, that's kind of creepy that he calls you a sister, but he sleeps with you.
Yeah, that is really creepy.
The other thing she told me was she made not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. No, it was six. It was six or five, maybe. Fake Bumble accounts to see if she could attract him with all these accounts and talk to him. I was like, wow.
Like, but what's the end goal here? You know,
that's just like, I said,
you know,
what are you trying to do here? Because at the end of the day, you're doing all these crazy things. She goes, I just wanted to catch him.
She's literally where you were like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
basically. But it's just like, look, we need to stop that. This just shows how
this, by the way, I'm not trying to put this story out to like put her on blast or anything like that. I'm sharing this
it's
story.
Just like when you're going to do something crazy, compare this. Like, imagine if people were talking about what the fuck you were doing on a podcast and would you sound crazy? You know,
yes, life lesson. This is a life lesson for all females. If he is into you, he will show you he's into you.
Yeah, obviously, it's what you don't even need to know. Like, it won't even be a question. You know what I'm saying?
What
it won't
it?
Even be a question.
What is it? Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
If he's not showing you, then guess what, girl? He's not into you.
Or people will always reveal their like true colors, you know? But also it just shows how unwell women deal with rejection. You know, it's just like as a woman, like women can't handle it. Men get rejected their whole fucking lives.
And
you know what I'm saying?
And they're like, all right, on to
and the they're like, okay, all right. Like it doesn't even bother them. But women cannot handle rejection, especially after they've slept with someone. I feel like they just feel like they're owed something, and it's like, look, screw him, there's like a million guys.
Yeah,
there's a million guys out there.
At the end of the day, this again, the story was brought up to bring maybe light, to maybe bring a bit of truth for women that are maybe listening right now and are unsure if a guy's really into them or not. Sweetheart, if he's doing this to you,
He's not playing hard to get. He's not in Thanksgiving in another state. He's not too busy. It's just like literally, you know.
Now, I will say this. The one thing I did not like that she did, she wrote me and said, I'm going to stay out of your guys' life. I wish you well. I hope she did say something very, very nice. She did. She did say something very nice. And I was like, wow, that was really nice of her. She said, I guess thanks for talking to him and helping him realize what a complete a-hole he was. Everything is taken with a grain of salt, but thank you. I promise I won't be bothering you guys anymore. I hope he sees how great you really are. And I was like, wow, that's really sweet. Now here's where it's fake.
I was
going to
say, did she even fucking mean it? I wouldn't have believed it.
It's a lie. You know why it's a lie? Because then she texted him and said, I won't still be with you.
And it's like, girl, you just found out all this shit. But also, what I don't think, and this is why I don't interact at all, because women will try to use you to talk to that person.
Yeah, I just
you know, to
her,
get
the
their
way.
Attention. Yeah, honestly, like you shouldn't have. I would have not given it any thought. I wouldn't have even like continued or fucking. I wouldn't have even like acknowledged her because she got what
be
she
nice.
Wanted. She got to talk to him again and she thought she was back in, you know?
Yeah. Well, either way, at this point, I told him, I said, I don't want to even know about this girl anymore. I don't care. He doesn't even know her real name. Isn't that sad? He doesn't even know her real name.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't know some people's real names.
Okay. Well, anyway, besides the point, it was a good life lesson for me. I almost walked out. I almost stopped being his friend, but I realized
for the 50th million time.
But I realized that he was not in the wrong with me, so I can't really be mad. But whatever, man.
I mean, in general, things are tricky, especially like we're in this culture nowadays where it's like so unofficial for such a long time. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's so much shit that could happen where it's like technically he's not doing anything wrong because technically y'all are still single. But it's this weird thing that like I feel like our culture has like, I don't know, done. The other night I was drunk at 3 a.m. and I went back on Bumble.
Oh, no. You're back on it.
And I have to say the selection has not improved at all.
No, I went on Tinder for the first time in years. Just to see if like Tinder's better than Bumble. It is absolutely not better than
Bumble. Oh, it's trash. It's Tinder is like
trash. It's worse. Oh, this guy's hot though. We're going to swipe, right?
I've met like a couple of gems. But
really?
Yeah. But it's like really like looking for a diamond in the fucking, what's the saying?
Rough.
Yes.
A diamond in the rough?
Diamond in the rough.
Well, all I have to say is, I was talking to one cute guy and then he got really snobby and I was like, all right, well, I see now why you're single, sir. So like, I don't know. I just want, because I'm tired of Bumble being like, girls have to make the first move. I want to see what these guys would do if they made the first move, because I feel like a first move from a guy is a totally different scenario than a girl. I feel like a guy's first move is a little bit more played out and you could see how much they really are intrigued by you by their first move. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, like by how much effort they put in?
Yes.
That's a good, yeah.
So like, okay, we're gonna play a little game right now, Nudia. First moves.
Okay.
These are these four guys' first moves. Any favorite songs? Interested or not?
No, I'm not replying to that. Unless he's like really hot. Because it'd be like, it would be different if it's like, what's your favorite song, you know?
This guy, he wrote like, if you have pineapple on your pizza, we can't be friends. I wrote, I like pineapple on my pizza. He goes, I will sue you. And then he goes, how's your week been?
Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
I feel like it's a little banter, a little cute banter. Yeah. Back and forth. This guy, ready? Into me or not, Nudia? We should definitely hook up.
I wonder, like, if they're shooting their shot, and I wonder if they think it's gonna hit. You know,
it's not gonna hit, bro. Okay, last one. Hey, Heather. Good morning. How are you doing? I feel like that's a little bit more effort.
That's true. I hate when they call you by your first name, though, because it really just makes me feel weird.
Our boss J Love is dancing next to us right now, and we are definitely
to a Dua Lipa song.
Now he's making a face because he just got caught dancing.
You know what I found on my phone the other day? Remember when we did the speech, when I recorded him singing Speechless? Should we put on the confessions? Should we put the speechless?
It would be pretty funny.
Okay, yeah, let's put on the confessions Instagram. We're gonna put it on our Instagram at confessions of a dating app. I mean, it's so great. It's so, I'm pretty sure he didn't like me for like a couple months because of it, but oh well.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do that, Nudia, actually, because we might just get fired from it.
I feel like he won't see it.
Someone would be like, hey, by the way, did you know that Nudia and Heather put your
I just be like, how'd that get there?
Oh man, I thought I put audio from our dating app, but what? It was you singing. Oops, my bad. Yeah, I don't think he'd be very happy about that, Nudie. I think we're gonna have to maybe skip on that.
I did see this bio though that I really liked. Are you ready? He said,
yeah,
any and all big dick energy you get from me is a lie.
You know what, hang on, where's the guy who got mad at me about the pizza thing? Here he is. His bio says, Vegas local, looking for my future ex-wife. I am a bartender, 6'2", if you need to know. If you like pineapple on pizza, it's okay, I'll forgive you. Oh, he said it would forgive me, then why is he trying to sue me? Like, I like when a guy puts a nice little bio together.
Something funny. You definitely need to be funny in there, you know?
100%. 100%.
But can we just say funny, 6'2", bartender sounds like trouble, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
For sure. Sounds like trouble.
He's flirting with every girl. Okay, I wanted to ask you this, Nudia, because you brought this up before we start recording. Who from what got in trouble for being like a sleazeball on dating apps?
Okay, so I kind of love that it's these two guys. Okay, so it's Ben Affleck and Matthew Perry.
Oh, I saw the Ben Affleck one. So a girl made a TikTok. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, she made a TikTok. Where so she's what
like,
happened?
So she said, I don't believe. She made a TikTok.
She unmatched with him. And everyone's like, this is a good learning lesson for men, you know?
Yeah, so she thought that the Ben Affleck on Raya. She was on Raya. She was like saying that she thought he was fake. She thought it was a fake account pretending to be Ben Affleck. So she unmatched it. And then Ben Affleck sent her a video and said, hey, Nai, or whatever her name was, why'd you unmatch me? It's really me, Ben Affleck. What did I do? And I died laughing because I was like, you're just a really famous celebrity actor who's just like, why'd you unfollow me? What did I do? And I've never laughed harder in my life at that. In my life.
Because, and here's the thing, is that they both kind of, and Chrissy Teigen called them both out on social media, but like the girl that Matthew Perry had matched with is 19. So like they both were like younger girls.
Are they both on Raya?
Yeah. And then they both were being like a little creepy. And so that's why the girl didn't think it was Ben Affleck. He was being a little bit of a sleazeball. And she's like, why would Ben Affleck need to be a sleazeball? You know?
100%. Okay, wait. Do you ever go on these dating apps and realize it's the same guy over and over again for months? And like, you're on there for like 3 or 4 years and you're like, wow, you're still on here, bro? Like,
must be thinking that about us.
True. You could be thinking about it. Yeah, here's like
this bitch is still single.
I don't think guys think that about girls because, you know, whatever. Because like, I'm single still because I don't have the time. And when I finally find a guy that I'm like, okay, I'll give you the time, I go give them my time and they let me down. So that's why I'm still single. And because I'm busy effing my best friend who's obviously texting girls that he wants them to sit on their face. So, you know, that's a thing too.
Yeah, it's also like when you're, again, when you're when you have a friends with benefits situation, like you kind of don't really need to date because you feel
like I'm getting it.
You feel like you're dating someone, and when it's like complicated, it's so complicated.
We're going to have to off topic this part of the podcast. which is funny. Maybe next week Nudia will convince me to say it, but I'm gonna tell her off podcast, and then next week we can add it if you want.
I'm gonna convince her. I'm gonna convince her for sure.
we were at dinner last night and we had a very good conversation where he made me cry because he was just saying really nice
things. Oh my God.
But I also, it's sad because it's come to a point, Nudia, where I'm like, I believe him, but I also am like,
you're a fucking idiot.
I'm an idiot?
No. You're not an idiot. I wouldn't say that to you. No, like you look at like some men and the decisions they make. Even just think about just your guy friends and you see some of the decisions they make and you're just like, you're dumb. You're so dumb.
Do you ever try to give them advice? Do you ever try to give your guy friends advice?
No, see, because most of them just want to be fuck boys, honestly, I feel.
It makes me so sad. Like, I looked him straight in the eye and I said, I hope me crying right now is enough for you to stop doing this to girls, because I'm sitting here crying for these girls that you're doing this to. This is me, your best friend that you care about, crying because you're hurting girls, and it breaks my heart that you don't care.
Yeah, men just don't care that much.
They really don't. And that's why I'm single, because every guy I talk to is an F-boy and screws me over. But somehow I end up staying friends with a lot of them. Like Hockey Boy, I stayed friends with. Like, we were just Snapchatting the other day.
Yeah.
It's not sexual, but we're still friends. You know what I mean? Like, it blows my mind. Like, if any men are listening to this right now, please just stop. Stop being a piece of crap. There's a reason why these girls are the way they are or act the way they are. It's because of the things that you do to them. Honestly.
Yeah.
Let's have a conversation. But also, honestly,
if you're a woman, also look at what you're doing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, if a guy is treating that way, again, back to this, don't do it. Like, they don't like you.
Or just like, I don't know. I feel like that's where I got so hardened. Like, is that like I just treat men the way that I was treated?
Uh huh.
And so that's how I feel like what changed me. Maybe if I'd been like treated differently, I wouldn't be like the fucking savage that I am now. But the way I feel is like everyone look at your own behavior and like the choices that you make. And this kind of shit, like if you screw someone over, in the future, someone's going to screw you over and you're going to know how it feels. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, like,
and then here's the longevity of it all. Nudia, these guys on these dating apps, I feel like we're having a very heart-to-heart episode. These guys on these dating apps, they're always chasing this amazing thing. And guess what? You might find the hottest girl in the world, but she's going to be dumb, or you're going to be bored of having sex with her or whatever. And then you might find a girl that's not so hot, but she's so fun and you have the best time with her and you know, she's great. But sometimes you're never going to find that perfect person that you've imagined in your head. Sometimes it's never going to happen. So it blows my mind when guys just throw away girls the way that they do. And they're all going to end up 50 or 60, 70 years old with some girl that they really didn't really care about or want to even be with, that annoys the crap out of them, because they finally had to settle because they couldn't find someone because they were too picky.
Yeah. A lot of the men that we know, like, they don't settle down till they're like in their 40s or like later 40s, which isn't an issue, but it's just like you literally like pass up so many amazing women along the way
because of your ego or whatever you're
doing. Or just like because you were wrapped up in your bullshit.
Yep. All right, well, this was a very, like, this wasn't a very informational show, but I feel like this was a very, like, a show that kind of needed to happen. And again, no hate to the girl who messaged me. And if there's any other girls out there and you're listening to this, because obviously our podcast is now a way to catch guys lying to them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're going through this. I'm sorry. And hopefully everyone finds their Prince Charming and they can all be happy, because I don't like to see anyone sad or sliding into my DMs asking me questions. Anyway, thank you so much, Nudia, for being a part of this. If you have any questions or you want to have a dating talk about something, you can hit us up on Instagram at Confessions of a Dating App.
I'm dreaming. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.